And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and way up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Hey, you like how I said that slow that time, Boo?
You changed it up.
I just kind of roll with it there for a minute. Hey, I got to tell you guys before we go any further, ZLA Solutions, you hear their ads playing all the time on our show. They've been with us since the show began almost exactly 2 years ago, and they are epic good at what they do. I know these folks personally. I talk to them quite often. And yeah, ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. They do all kinds of things to help businesses streamline their operations, to do their logistics, their warehousing. But one of their things that they are most, you know, known for, their bread and butter, if you will, is staffing. If you need people, they can help you with that. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They will find you the folks that you need. And they're putting people in jobs together left and right. And they've got big-name employer groups they work with all over the northern part of the state and beyond, really. So, yeah, check them out. Their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, when you do, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper. How did this happen, Boomer? I'm going to get all three dippers.
All three.
Plus a Boomer and Lee segment, plus a call from the congressman for a full half hour, and I'm still getting all three dippers done.
Man, there you go. I'm proud. And I know John from Huntsville is proud, too.
It's a good day. All right, so hey, listen, dipper number three here. I'm calling it Fake World. You know, I kind of had this in my questioning earlier for Boomer and Lee. Is that liberals have a tendency to just make crap up. They just do. And not like a little bit. I mean, like, hey, why don't we create, I don't know, fake genders? Or here's an idea. How about we change the English language and make fake pronoun usage? Or here's another idea. Hey, let's create fake systemic racism. Or how about another one? Let's make fake meat. What? What is the need that they have to reinvent reality? You know, I saw a piece, Tucker Carlson had a great piece on the transgender movement, and he said they have made themselves God. In their minds, they have made themselves God. They can create those things that only God could create. Mm. They have made themselves in the image of their God, and so they are creating life where life did not exist before. I think he was spot on. I heard that, and I thought that was the most prescient thing I had heard. That was literally spot on. And so, yes, I agree that's true. It's also laughable. Well, we're going to save the environment by not letting cows have flatulence in our fields anymore. We're going to grow the meat in a lab. Wow. That's going to go over swimmingly. So first story I got is a reminder of a story that we had last week that kind of went viral. This is a follow-up to it. Daily Wire had this piece, came out yesterday. The headline is, "I'd rather eat my shoe," says a nutritionist about lab-grown meat. Says a nutritionist is warning of the lack of public information that's available on lab-grown meat. I still have a hard time saying that. Lab-grown meat.
It's just, ugh. Blah.
Okay. Anyway, going so far as to say she'd rather eat her shoe than eat meat grown in a lab. So last week, as a reminder, the U.S. Department of Agriculture made the United States the second country in the world, after Singapore, to approve the sale of, they call it, cultivated meat. You need to have the camera on your face right now, man.
That's just even worse.
It is. Ugh. It's just... It just makes you want to kind of curl up a little bit. Gives you that pit of the stomach feeling like, that ain't right. In an interview with the New York Post, a lady named Diana Rogers, who's a registered dietitian and the author of a book called Sacred Cow, The Case for Better Meat, there's a great name, warned of the unknowns regarding lab-grown meat and advocated sticking to natural. And she points out there's two companies. One's called Good Meat. The other one's called Upside Foods. They've now been approved to sell chicken created from animal cells. Now, I heard, I know, it's I just picture this kind of pasty, flappy piece of, you know, tissue, this fleshy-looking thing.
Just stop.
I was waiting to see if you're going to look up. Oh. Just a little piece of raw flesh laying there in the, yeah. Okay, so that's what I'm picturing. The U.S., okay, I'll skip that piece. Let me go down. According to Good Meat, its lab-grown meat is made from cells of chicken, salt, and a base of soy and wheat. Okay. They were reportedly unable to provide the Post, the Washington, the New York Post, with a nutritional label because, as of now, the product will only be served in restaurants, not in grocery stores. Nevertheless, the company said its product was protein-rich and had essential amino acids and was antibiotic-free. Whatever, man. It's grown in a Petri dish. Ain't nobody needs that. But here's the thing. What is wrong with natural meat? Well, cows have flatulence. Okay. Chickens scratch the earth. Mm. So apparently we're saving the environment. But to do that, we have to create something fake other than what was created by our creator. And it just galls me. And this is what we do. It's the fake world that liberals want us to live in. And they always have a dissatisfaction with the current environment. And I say that in the broad sense. The current world in which we live is never right. We got to change it. We've got to, wait a minute, we are God. We're going to go ahead and create something ourselves from scratch. By the way, if you think for a second that lab-grown meat is going to be cheaper, no, it is not. By her own admission in the interview I heard, the lady who was just talking glowingly about how cool it's going to be, and we're growing it in a dish. Have you eaten it yet? Well, I've not had a chance to try many, but I think it's going to be really good. Okay. And I assume the cost is not going to be less, though, than what we might buy in the grocery store now. Well, but like anything else, as the market normalizes, we'll be able to bring... What she's trying to say is, once the government forces you to start eating it, it'll come down in price. Sure, that's the way it's going to go. What about this? Let's talk about fake people. The transgender movement, I mean, this is, by the way, I'm not commenting on just homosexuality in general, all right? I'm not. The transgender movement is almost becoming a new movement in and of itself. The idea that there's more than two genders is a falsehood. And if anybody has a difference of opinion, you're welcome to call in and try and debate it. But you won't win because science is what it is. You can't hide numbers. X and Y chromosomes are what they are. There are two genders. And it has been that way, by the way, since the beginning of time. Don't try and tell me, well, there were really transgenders who didn't want to come out. And no, there weren't. This is a piece of fiction that has been created in modern times. Like 10 minutes ago, we didn't have transgenders. Now we do. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, that uber liberal who somehow or another beat Carrie Lake in the election for governor, recently signed, according to the Daily Wire, dated yesterday, two executive orders that would mandate health insurance coverage to cover sex change surgeries for state employees and to ban state funds from going towards conversion therapy for minors. Do you know what that is, by the way? What is conversion therapy? That's where you allow counseling to help a kid who has been told by his parents that he or she is really not the sex they were born as, to understand how to sort of come back and how to bring them back. Folks, the idea that we're going to ban that kind of counseling is just absolutely clear indication that she is not about what's good for kids. Okay. Anyway, that being said, and I'm not sure how an executive order is, I guess it's only to state employees, but she is mandating that insurance companies have to cover elective surgeries for converting people and doing sex change operations. Again, creating fake people, denying people the opportunity for counseling to be restored to their right minds. She is pursuing a route of a fake world. And that's the governor of the state of Arizona. Have I got a call? Let me jump on that real quick before I go to the break. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing well, sir, and everything's been interesting. I'm so glad you had Congressman Brooks on. That was very informative.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
But real quick, wasn't it the Tower of Babel where we thought that we could be on the level with God and smacked our hands and took our ability to communicate away?
Yeah. Yeah, Brian, you're breaking up a little bit. I think what I heard you say was, wasn't it the Tower of Babel where they thought that we could touch heaven, we could be like God, and it didn't work out too well for them. Right. Is that what you were saying?
Correct. And then it was then later on at Pentecost, he reminded us he could restore that if he wanted to when he let people speak in tongues. So Wuhan Lab kind of proved that some things we don't need to either touch on or make judgment on, like you were saying about why can't we use what God has created for us, and why can't we can improve it, perhaps we have, but don't eliminate it.
No, I completely agree. You're right. And usually what you find too is the natural was always the better solution. The reality was actually the better solution. Deal with the reality you've got. Creating the fake world typically winds up having second and third order consequences that no one saw coming.
All right. Thanks for chatting for a moment.
Thanks, sir. Brian. Have a great day, buddy. All right. Tell you what, Boone, that's a good time. Go ahead and take the break right now. We'll do it. We'll come right back. I got a few more of these. How do I cram them all in? Like the fake idea of systemic racism or the fake version of, did you hear the state of Connecticut? They've got an official name now for Latinos. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I got so many things here that I don't know that we can cram them all in, but I'm doing this whole section here. I'm calling it the fake world. Liberals do this. They will create a fake in place of the real and tell you it's better, and you never realize there was a problem with the real in the first place. Like, for instance, how many of us have ever stood around going, you know, I'm just not so sure I can eat that steak because, you know, cow flatulence destroys the ozone layer. No, nobody's doing that. Nobody even thought about that kind of thing. This is a fabricated opportunity for them to have a new crisis. And they do this constantly. And then they'll tell you things like, hey, the U.S. military is systemically racist. I spent 30 years in the military. No, it's not. My father spent 22 years in the military. No, it's not. My grandfather spent 31 years in the military. No, it's not. I have other family members in the military right now. It's still not. And yet, here we go. One Army veteran, according to a story in Fox News, a guy, he's a Florida congressman, actually, Army veteran, is leading a push to end a Biden initiative on equity and inclusion that he says has done nothing but create division in the military and weakened U.S. forces. All right, so here's the deal. In an effort to prove that the crisis that they've manufactured is real, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, if you remember, as soon as he was appointed, under orders from his new commander-in-chief, who told us how racist we are, immediately did a system-wide halt in the DOD of all training and mandated that they begin looking at the possibility that extremism is pervasive in the ranks. They've also begun setting up defense advisory committees on diversity and inclusion, and Republican Representative Corey Mills, who himself is a veteran, has already cleared the first hurdle to be able to eliminate that. He got it written into the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. Still has to pass the Senate, still has to pass the full body of the House, but basically he got it put in the budget that money cannot be spent on this ridiculous DEI movement within the DOD. So Mills' amendment this year to the National Defense Authorization Act would disband the committee, which was created under a 2021 executive order by President Biden, with the goal of promoting diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. What they've done, y'all, is they have created a manufactured opportunity to prove that there was a problem. And I love it when they bring the solution and then find the problem to go with their solution. They brought us fake meat, told us we had a problem we didn't know we had. They brought us 72 genders and the ability to tell people that men can have babies. And no, we know that's not true, but they're insistent that it really is. And if you don't agree, you're homophobic. No, we're not. At the same time, they're telling us that our U.S. military is systemically racist. And no, freaking, it's not. No, freaking, it is not. But they want you to believe it is because it fits the narrative. So what do? It's systemically racist. It's pervasive. We need to make sure we root it all out of there. We're going to dig through. Meanwhile, they are crushing morale. They are crushing recruiting. And the rank and file troops, we got good troops, man. And they're integrated. And they work well together. And they'll work in the same foxhole. But no. Anyway, in the meantime, just know this. We got somebody on our side pushing back. There's that. How about, let's see, let me find, I'll take this one. Story again on Fox News. Is this the one I want? Yeah, I'll do this one. Story again on Fox News. Men and women's sports. Okay, so this kind of flies in the Boomer shaking his head.
I'm over men and women's sports. Fake women in women's sports. Just stop already.
I'm saying.
Come on. You're a dude.
Just be the dude you are. You know what? If you can't win, just go compete somewhere else.
Get over it.
I know. It's unbelievable. All right, a guy named Austin Killips. Austin Killips, a transgender female cyclist, which means a fake woman cyclist, spoke out in an article over the weekend about the nature of the discourse surrounding transgender athlete participation in women's sports. It was concerning, he said. They want to say she. I said he. Adding that trans athletes are statistically underrepresented in sports. Here's the next crisis. The transgender athletes are underrepresented. They're creating the next crisis so they can bring the fake woman in to compete. Now, I take note of the fact, Boomer. I take note of the fact. I have seen very few fake men competing in men's sports.
Correct.
Why, pray tell, why would that be?
Well, let's just break it down real quick. These fake women, they're coming because they just can't really win in the actual men's sports. So they're trying to make themselves feel better by going to women's sports. And come on. I mean, just...
They were tired of their participation trophies.
They...
And they just wanted the real medal.
They
please.
Wanted that real medal.
I should be given a medal. So anyway, yeah, that's what they're doing. But they're creating another fake one here. So this is like a double fake. It just occurred to me. This is fake people, fake crisis, trying to get fake wins. That's a triple. Wow.
That is a triple.
That's like a layered fake. Okay, anyway, just saying, fake world, it continues. Although I will say this. This is interesting. I found this. This is a little scary. Daily Caller had a piece, headline, ChatGPT, that's one of those AIs, you know, like Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. ChatGPT scolds an NCAA athlete for her beliefs on women's sports. Scolded. So NCAA athlete claims that ChatGPT scolded her for believing that biological men don't belong in women's sports. NCAA volleyball player Macy Petty said she used ChatGPT to write down her thoughts about the issue of transgender people. She wanted AI to help her condense her thoughts into a 280-character tweet, which I find fascinating in itself. And ChatGPT basically told her opinion was wrong. I understand, this is what it said to her. I understand you would like to highlight the importance of girls' sports being exclusive to girls. However, it's important to emphasize inclusivity and equality in sports rather than promoting exclusion based on gender. Sports should be accessible and welcoming for all individuals, regardless of gender. And it points out AI is apparently broken beyond parity. I'm just saying, folks. Listen, I hear the music playing. I had three more articles, but we'll stop there. But what I'm saying is this. Liberals love to create the fake world. They create the fake crisis, bring you the fake alternatives for solutions. It's a fake world. I'm sticking with the real. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys come back here tomorrow, too. We'll be here for you. See you then.